T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, Chuck and Winkler, live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Hey, don't forget, later this hour, we'll do Ask Us Anything, where you can ask us whatever question you want. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Use the hashtag AskCW. One person randomly will win Power Passes to Summerfest. 11 days of passes to Summerfest. So whatever question you have, we'll do that around 8:45 here this morning. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Ryan Horvath, our producer.
Horvy.
So we have a Canadian news crew coming here?
Yeah, so there's a lot going on, actually.
Just brought him in.
Yeah, I've been taking phone calls all morning.
But then I just saw him walking another station.
So that's what we got going on, is there's going to be a bunch of stations. We're going to have one coming in here in the next segment. So in 10 minutes, they want to shoot something on the ban on Drake over with our sister station, or whatever you call it here. Mm-hmm. Our buddies over there.
Kiss FM?
Kiss FM, yeah. I had an old boss that hated the word sister station for some reason. It was banned.
I didn't know that.
They're going to do something on Drake really quick.
No sell, Horvath.
What's that?
Chuck's like, oh, cool.
There's a lot of moving parts.
I'm trying to figure out what he's trying to do. What's going on? How many TV stations are here?
There's
going
to be, I think, two or three that are going to
come. You sound like really frantic. That's why I know I'm trying to figure out where you're going with this.
No, I'm not frantic. They're going to come in here for a segment. They have a reporter who you actually know now. You guys are new chums, I guess,
Who's
right?
Who's that? Oh, Alan from the Death TV station. Yes.
Alan.
He's a Alan Carter.
Alan Carter is a radio host and a TV guy.
Really?
He's the Ted Perry of Toronto.
Okay, yeah. He looks like a big star. So he's here with the cameraman right now. They're going to be coming into our studio in about 10 minutes, and they want to shoot a little bit of footage, kind of set the scene of what's going on here in Milwaukee. Obviously, a big deal for us with the Eastern Conference Finals, first time since 2001, and then in Toronto, a big deal for them, too. So they want to get the reaction over here, as well as the reaction of their own fans. So it's going to be a busy day here at
the
station.
So who's with KISS right now? It's a different TV station?
No, it's actually our guy. He got sideswiped. He's like, well, I came to see you guys, but the big news now is your ban on Drake. So they stole our thunder a little bit over there.
Oh, yeah, just like when we had a wrestler here one time.
Charlotte,
and all of a sudden, you know, their morning show was pulling Charlotte into the studio.
They got a guy who's a big wrestling fan, and he saw Charlotte in the hall.
Yes.
And he said, come over, come over here. And
no, it was the girl on that show who did that, too.
Be zany with us.
And it's like, well, you know what? He was here. If we did that to her, she'd be all over my ass.
It's kind of like your college days. Like if you had a date set up and you met a girl at a bar, but then your ex-girlfriend came walking in and she was looking really good, and you'd be like, and you just walk over to her instead and just blow off the new girl.
That's like how in college, like what happened to me, I'd be friends with a girl and I'd crush on him and I'd bring him over to the house and they'd meet my roommate and then they'd be sleeping together.
Oh, geez.
And you'd be eating wings in the bathroom.
But you were just friends with a girl anyway, so you didn't care.
Yeah, but I was working my way out of the friend zone. Yeah. No, I was never friends with a girl for the intention of being friends.
But can you ever get out of the friend zone once you're in the friend zone?
No. I did it once in high school. That's why I thought I could continue to do it in college.
But it's pretty tough.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
The only way I did it was because I was in a play.
Mm-hmm.
So I've told you about my swimming. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to tell you I was in a play.
Okay.
And I was so dreamy on stage that the girl who was my friend fell in love with me and we started dating after that.
Okay, but she was just a friend before.
Yeah.
And, but
I liked her the whole time.
But your acting skills kind of changed her a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I won her over, yeah.
All right.
Who did you play in the... Were you like Danny or Kinnicky from Grease or something? How did you win her over?
No, it was a play called Groovy. It was about a hippie farm that was going to get bulldozed and we had a music concert to save it. It was like an off Broadway script.
Kind of like Farm Aid?
Yeah, but it was like a knockoff.
All right.
Where did you go to high school? That sounds awesome.
I was the lead role, and I had to sing.
Oh, really?
Did you really?
Music, beads, and flowers are good for the spirit.
All right.
That's how you get out of the friend zone right there.
Music, beads, and flowers.
Hey, women like a guy who sings.
Are good for the soul.
Women like, yeah. Keep doing that on the radio for a little bit longer here. We'll keep on winning awards that way.
Love, let's bring back Drake. For the love of God.
Can we play ahead?
Brought us here today.
Oh, boy. There's no stopping this train here.
I'm ending the ban on Drake right now.
Yeah, so Kiss FM over there, they banned Drake, and it's like a cute little thing, you know?
Yeah.
And they are getting national attention for it, for the break from Drake.
Well, it's big
and
news.
And they all hate sports over there.
Yeah, they all, every morning they come in, what's Toronto's name again? The Raptors?
Yes.
Who's their big star? Cowie Leonard?
But then they steal our thunder once we get to this level again of the postseason, like the Brewers.
How about we ban Drake?
We have.
Yeah, why can't we ban Drake?
We have. We should.
Well, why don't
we
big ban, news.
Let's ban Bryan Adams.
Oh, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't know if we could do that.
I don't want to do that. Now you're going to have to go through me to do that.
Yeah, he's...
He played some Bryan Adams yesterday, and that was the best part of our show.
All right, so we'll have Canadian Ted Perry in here in like...
Canadian Ted Perry, yeah.
5 minutes after Kiss FM is done stealing our thunder. Yeah?
Yeah, I suppose.
I think that's...
I suppose. So they got a whole crew in here? A TV camera, producer, and all those guys?
Yeah, I don't know. I saw him in the hall. I saw him walking down here, and then...
We haven't had a TV station in here for a while.
I saw him bugging into the other
station.
When's
the last time the TV stations were here? They've been here for... few months.
Well, we got to start making news.
Well, I mean, we haven't had any local news, but I mean, what was it? It was something with Aaron Rodgers or something that the Channel 12 was here. 4, 6, somebody was here. 58.
No, there was Aaron Rodgers got hurt, and then the news wanted to come in, and we thought we were going to talk about Rodgers, and they wanted instead to talk about Christian Yelich.
Oh, that was it.
Went like 2 for 3 or something.
No, he hit for the cycle.
Oh, yeah.
Hit for the cycle.
Yeah.
And they wanted us to talk about how great Christian Yelich was, and we did.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, 799-1250. Beer Count Kenny's in West Bend. What's up, Ken?
Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's it going, guys? No BC yet this morning. That'll get going this afternoon. But nevertheless, you were talking about teams that you don't want to be, that get there and just can't get the job done.
Yeah.
And two come to mind, the Buffalo Bills, and this is football, not basketball, and the Minnesota Vikings. And I used to have so much fun with the Vikings fans in La Crosse, because at one of the establishments I used to go to, they had a cocktail.
You lived in La Crosse?
No. Hunted there for years.
Oh, what bar?
John's.
Yeah,
Helm,
John's. Because when I would go to Helm, I used to, if I had to go to the bathroom, I'd run across the street to John's and go in the toilet downstairs.
Yeah. A private one?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, they had a cocktail napkin. I know exactly what it is. It's, now it's called Ralph's Room, because Ralph used to be the owner of John's. And
John's is not John's
buddy.
No more?
No, it is. It is. But he's got a separate party room downstairs.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I can't go. Okay.
Yeah. No, you can use the upstairs bathroom. But anyways... they had these cocktail napkins, and they had all the Packer championships on them. And I used to tell those Vikings fans, I said, turn that over, and you'll see all your championships. It was blank.
Let me give you the proper.
There you go.
Do you guys, do you feel there's a team in the state that you were so sure was going to win a championship, it didn't do it? Like, I thought, I honestly thought this last year's Brewers team was going to do it. And I even thought the 2017 with CeCe Sabathia.
I thought if they could have got by
Philly, they could have won the World Series that year.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't think that the Brewers then were going to do it. I just didn't think they had enough. I really didn't.
I thought CeCe was going to carry them to a title,
just,
man.
Just like I didn't think the 2001 Bucks had enough to do it. They just didn't. This team does. You know, it was a huge disappointment last year not getting to the World Series to give the Brewers an opportunity. But, hey, they can make up for it this year. Bringing up the kid Hira was an outstanding move. And don't kid yourself. I think Stearns has many more moves coming as the team continues to progress. And you're going to see it both on offense and in pitching.
See, I think with the Bucks back in December, January, we were just looking to get to the NBA Finals. And,
correct.
And we thought, okay, get to the NBA Finals, lose to Golden State. I don't feel that way anymore.
No,
I think we could beat Golden State.
Well, and I got to.
I'm still not there yet.
I think we can beat Golden State.
I think the national are starting to see that as well.
We got. I mean, no, this team is just a damn good team. I don't think a backseat to Golden State.
Hell no.
No.
All right, Kenny, have a good one.
You boys have a good one. And, hey, go Bucks, go Brewers.
We'll go Bucks, go Brewers.
Knock Steph Curry on his ass a couple of times like nobody does.
Yeah, that'd be see ya. Chuck and Winkler served up by
hard
Perkins.
Screens.
Frames, the Canadian invasion is underway.
They're here.
We'll take a quick break, guard up, arm up, and then deal with the invaders we got coming in studio. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins here on the floor. Served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Keep sending your questions in. We will do Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything in about 20-25 minutes, where you ask us anything and you can win Summerfest Power Passes, good for all 11 days. At 105.7 FM, the fan, with the hashtag AskCW. Frames, before we get to our guest, apparently Shaq's on the phone.
Oh, he is. Okay.
So Shaq's doing TNT tonight, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be out in front of Fiserv. And then he's going to have a party at the Liquid Lounge. So he called up to promote. Is this Shaq?
This is Shaq. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Shaq?
Oh, my goodness. This is Bart?
Yeah, yeah. You know me, Shaq?
Bart, it's an honor. It's an honor. I want to say it's an honor. Come down to the Liquid Lounge, Lucha tonight. I'll be there with a big fat Barkley. I'm here to make sure Superman gets his new robe and cape tonight. How you like that?
Okay, are the drinks gonna be flowing tonight, Superman. And the ladies are gonna be out there tonight, Chuck?
Chuck, I'm a married man. I don't know Chuck.
Oh, okay.
I'll be there. But Barkley's here. Barkley's here. He wants to say something to you guys.
Oh, okay? Sure, yeah.
I want to say that. The Bucks are going to win it all tonight. There's no way that the Bucks are going to lose. There's one reason why, and that's because Shaq is going to sit on all the other players from Toronto tonight. Absolutely. He's a big loser. Big loser.
Do you guys even get along when you work together?
He doesn't even get a check. He just comes here because he doesn't have a house to go to. His wife hates him. That's why he's here.
Oh, man.
This is what he worked here. More of a volunteer program is what we have here.
Barkley, Charles, back in your playing days with the Philadelphia 76ers, Milwaukee fans didn't exactly like you. Do you remember those days?
See, now, Chuck, you're bringing back bad memories. You know that I didn't want to fight that man. You know what you're talking about. You know I had to throw him through the window downtown. You're talking about that, Chuck, are you?
Yeah, you threw somebody right through the Rosie's window.
From Chuck to Chuck, I think you'd do me better than that.
Is Ernie Johnson there by chance?
I don't like him. He's not around the real players. He's back at home on Hampton Avenue where he's really from. You know, he's over there somewhere.
All right. Well, hey, appreciate the call. Have fun on the TNT set tonight. We'll see you at the Liquid Lounge.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks. That was Shaq and Charles Barkley. So how about that?
How about that?
And Winkler here on the fan. From those guys to our next guest, Alan Carter, has invaded us from Canada. So that's your taste of American comedy, I suppose.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. That's how we get it done here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Shaq and Charles. We just tried to get one of those guys. We got both of those guys in 5 minutes.
Yeah, and we only talked to him for 90 seconds.
Yeah,
that's nice. See, the Canadian style would be just to apologize for that. I'm sorry for that comedy bit. I'm sorry.
Well, we slightly are. Alan with Global News. You can check him out, The Alan Carter Show, 640 Toronto. So you guys are down here, you and a camera guy, and you just wanted to come and check out Milwaukee, or what's the...
Yeah, we were...
Or did you hear Chuck was kind of anti-Canada yesterday on our show?
Well, I had Chuck on my show yesterday, and he was fortunately not very anti-Canada, otherwise we would have invaded, so... Mm-hmm. Good to see you, Chuck.
Although you were giving me the Laverne, and you think this town is all about Laverne and Shirley, and I kind of try to tell you we have other things in Milwaukee, too.
Yeah, now how annoyed are you guys with the fact that, like, every time somebody mentions your town, they just say, you know, Laverne and Shirley?
All the time we get it.
That's all
Happy
you
Days,
get.
Happy Days, beer, cheese, Laverne and Shirley, Fonzie. It's the same cycle of
Did you go see the bronze Fonz?
References.
There's a Fonzie statue. I don't know what river bridge that's on, but...
Somewhere near Fiserv Forum, near the river.
A statue of Fonzie.
I don't exactly know where it is either. You'll go walking on the river walk and also run into it.
Yeah.
Somewhere down there.
Right.
Yeah.
And me being Bart Winkler, I am not of relation to Henry Winkler. Although my parents did run into him in an airport once, and he agreed to be on our Christmas card. So that was good stuff.
Well, that's your brush with fame. That's nice.
Yeah, well, my parents, but whatever. Alan Carter in here. So you guys are down here. What have you done so far? Because I saw last night you were... drinking some margaritas or something. What have you guys been up to?
We're staying in this hotel downtown that's got this this poster up that says, come and have a Bucks martini to help cheer on the team. And it looks disgusting. I don't know. It's some kind of green martini with some sort of orange rim around the glass. I wouldn't go anywhere near it. I don't know what in the world you guys are drinking here in this state.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
All I know is you're going to need to drown your sorrows after we whoop you in game one.
Well, first of all, that's not happening.
Whooping. Just an old-fashioned Canadian whooping. That's right. Where we take out a plank of maple and we just whack you.
Now it's game on, Al. I told Bart, I said, we'll fill this out here and to see how, you know, we won't have any anti-Canadian rips on the show, but now he's kind of throwing the first dagger at us.
We have an account that will live tweet some of the things we say. Chuck, if you don't mind, I'm going to read what you said yesterday.
That's fine.
I mean, it's available for anybody.
I don't care.
Okay. This is Chuck Freeman yesterday about 8:05. Canada is a worthless country to me. Those fans have nothing on us. I don't have a very high opinion of Toronto NBA fans. Hockey, yes. NBA, not so much.
All right.
You've only been around since 1996 with basketball, and I feel like the city of Toronto feels like they've invented basketball already.
Have you seen Jurassic Park? That is the place where the fans come and gather for the games. It's jammed.
I told Chuck about that yesterday. I said, they pack Jurassic Park all the time. He goes, I never seen the movie.
Yeah, I never seen the movie.
Let's try and stay with us. No wonder you guys are lost in Laverne and Shirley.
No, I'm not a movie guy.
Join the 21st century if you don't mind.
I've been telling Chuck that for years.
I'm just not a movie guy.
Apparently you're not a popular culture or current events guy at all?
No. Well, current events,
what year is it for you right now?
1987.
Oh, that's nice.
Just got into 1987. Yeah, man.
Michael J. Fox, Back to the Future, Ghostbusters.
No, Chuck hasn't seen those either.
No,
Michael Jackson, Huey Lewis in the News. I'm all down for it, man. Springsteen. Yeah.
You're a Renaissance man. As in, you probably just live in the Renaissance era. You're just so
this guy's got you pegged, man.
Yeah,
this
is, I like that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Listen, don't give us this whole like. I know we're a hockey town. We are a hockey country. Yeah, we're a hockey country. Absolutely, but Toronto has and Canada has embraced the Raptors, and basketball is a big deal, and we are big fans. We have, I think, we're fifth in attendance record right now in the league. Maybe better.
Well, you guys have something to do in Toronto. What else can you do in Toronto? It's snowing half of the time.
Toronto's like one of the most.
Are you serious? From Milwaukee, you're saying that?
Are you defending?
Toronto is one of the most like multicultural cities in the planet.
Yeah. Preach. Okay.
Sorry, I thought I was working with a guy who liked Milwaukee and was defending our country.
I love Milwaukee.
Sometimes I think he's Canadian. I was bashing Canada yesterday, and I got more grief from it. Yet I'm defending our country and our great city of Milwaukee, and I got hammered for it.
Alan, let me read you another one. This was at 8:07 yesterday. This is from Chuck. United States should have taken over Canada a long time ago. What would we do with Canada, though? Half of it is ice. I've yet to find anybody to give me a purpose for Canada.
I'll give you a purpose right now. I'll give you you know what? You know who's going to give you a purpose? Kawhi Leonard is going to come in here and he's just going to just shove it down the Bucks' throat. And Giannis is going to have to go home and eat some Slovakia, and that's that. Also, here's another thing, by the way. In Toronto, we have a very vibrant Greek town. There's a whole section of the city just full of Greek restaurants. And we would like to invite Giannis to come and eat.
Oh, a little tampering.
And, you know, just maybe eat and eat and eat and eat. And then not.
Well, I like Greek food. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Little tzatziki. So put a little tzatziki on your
loss. I'm finding something I might like about Toronto.
We have.
That's a start.
Here's the thing. Other thing that, you know, we mentioned how multicultural the city is.
Yeah.
You can eat cuisine from any part of the world. You name a country, you can eat authentic food from that country in Toronto.
All right, here's my taste of Canada.
No,
I was there, the time I was there in 1990, long time ago.
It's still 1990.
Back before he was born. But
the best is you guys like just met, and he knows that you're stuck in the 80s.
Here's the deal. Everything was closed. Is that the same thing when I go to Toronto here in 2019? Everything is. I was there. I would go downtown Toronto. nothing was open on a Sunday.
Well,
nothing.
All right, this is the 90s. Now, okay, it's true. We used to have in Toronto, in Ontario, Sunday close laws. Okay. So that nothing could be open on a Sunday.
So you talk about progression, man. And 1990s and you guys are still closed on Sundays?
Hold on. It's now 2019. We've moved forward. We've kicked the Protestants and all the religious types out. Now we've actually we got stuff
talk
open.
Talk about me being behind in April. At least we were open on Sundays in the 90s, sir.
Look at the calendar. We're open now. Everything's fine.
Okay.
It's a vibrant city. It's got a downtown that you will not believe. It is just jam-packed with people all the time. Unlike last night, walking downtown around the arena where we were, there was nobody. Mm-hmm. Nothing. And what is it with leaving the carcass of the old stadium just there to bleach in the sun like bones of a whale?
So now you're coming at my town. Well, you know, I feel like when I defend my town, I get crushed on by our listeners. So, Bart, go ahead. You defend Milwaukee.
I think this would be a good opportunity as we embrace the series with the Raptors for, you know, those of us that are stuck in 1980s America to understand the international influence and really the pristine town that Toronto is. And I think it would also be a good chance for those in Toronto, like Alan Carter, who's here doing video, is going to highlight and showcase Milwaukee and to what sort of an underrated town that we are, especially in the summertime with Summerfest coming and these festivals and all the great things you can do in the revitalized downtown area, which is still taking its time, as he mentioned, destroying what the Bradley Center used to be.
I think they should just leave the rest of the Bradley Center there. I think that would be cool. I think that would be awesome.
They've been trying to knock it down for 5 years now.
Has it been taking that long?
No, it's unbelievable.
It's been like 3.5
Yeah. Somebody told me my seats for the game are actually in the bleachers in the what's left of the Bradley Center.
Well, after this interview, now they are. Yeah, you might be in the Mecca, the building next door to that. But
you want to talk basketball? I thought this was a sports radio show.
It is.
You want to talk basketball?
Yeah, so did our listeners tweeting in here.
Give me one edge Toronto's got in the series.
Kawhi Leonard.
No, Giannis is better.
Not true.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard is the best player in the Eastern Conference in the playoffs. Absolutely bar none.
If the Bucks weren't playing in the playoffs, maybe.
I mean, Giannis had a great series with the exception of Game 1.
Yeah.
And maybe he'll have another couple of Game 1s. Maybe he won't be able to talk to his brother to give him some pep talk, which is I understand what happened after Game 1 and how he turned it around. Mm-hmm. Now, Giannis he's a monster. But we got our own monster. And we got a deeper bench.
Than the Bucks?
Yes.
No.
He went too deep the other day.
Oh.
Well, Nelson, our bench has not shown up a whole lot.
They're not even playing.
But the fact is that they are going to show up, and Van Fleet's going to start knocking them down. We got Danny Green. Gasol, here's the thing.
He's 100 years old, isn't he?
No, come on now. Now, Gasol, you got Gasol in there, and you also got Ibaka. That double-pronged defense is going to shut down Giannis, and then our three ball is just going to rain terror here. And we're going to take it.
No. This is going to be another Toronto failure. The Bucks are going to win this one in 3.5 games.
My question,
this series, Alan, in 3.5.
Toronto, and we've talked about, because Milwaukee, there's 18 years before we got to this point again. Toronto, for the last few years, has been close, and they keep running into LeBron James.
Yeah.
And I was asked on a station in Toronto this morning, who would this loss be more frustrating to, Bucks fans or Raptors fans? And I got to think, if you're a Raptors fan, just like we saw the Rockets continually running into the Warriors, getting bounced. I mean, Toronto, they would have to be devastated if they get this close again, completely shedding their history, bringing Kawhi in, and then don't get it to the finals. Do you sense in Toronto a type of anxiety and worry, or is it a fan base that thinks this is now finally the time?
Oh, no, we're worriers, and we have good reason to worry. I mean, it took 7 games and 4 bounces on the rim to be able to put the Sixers away. And the way that shot went in, now keep in mind, you recall the Vince Carter game against the Sixers 18 years ago, where Vinny takes a shot from the corner, almost the same spot, and it rims out. And there's been kind of an exorcism of that ghost in Toronto now with Kawhi's shot going in, and there's a lot of hope going forward. I don't think that there's any fan in Toronto, realistically, who thinks that this is not going to be a very, very tough, tough go. But I think we got a shot. I don't think it'll crush us the way it'll crush you if you guys lose.
Well, yeah.
I've hated Toronto since you guys took Paul Molitor from us back in 1992.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that was. I'm still bitter over that day, December 7th, 1992.
Wake me up before you go. I mean, because you are just lost in the 80s. You're like,
it was 1992.
Well, I don't understand. Can we talk 2019? Can we come to this?
I've been trying, Alan.
But Al, when you tell me about your bench,
I referenced the Avengers this morning, and Chuck thought I was talking about Lou Ferrigno.
When you're talking about the,
I said the Hulk.
You said the Hulk, and the first thing I'm thinking of, when you first think of the name Hulk, who do you think of?
Well, I think of a large green man named Lou.
Yeah, there you go.
A couple of tweets coming in here. Mark says, this guy doesn't sound Canadian.
Eh?
Is he really from Canada?
I'm sorry, eh?
Josh says, please have Alan on weekly. This is great radio, LOL.
And is he? Do you think he's really LOLing? Like, when people write that, are they actually... Nobody actually...
I won't write LOL. I'm a ha-ha guy.
No. Yeah, oh, ha-ha guy. Are you an emoji guy?
Big time. Oh, I'm a Bitmoji guy. Oh. Where you can make characters of yourself.
Yeah.
Richard says, I don't care what happens in this series, as long as this annoying guy stops reading Toronto travel promos while trying to crap on Milwaukee. So those are...
Oh, someone's actually defending Milwaukee here besides me.
Alan fits right in, because everybody that's on this show, half the people love, half the people hate.
Yeah.
So Alan seems to be fitting
funny,
right
everybody
in.
Like, who lives in Milwaukee doesn't like Milwaukee. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, this is what...
The only one likes Milwaukee.
When I had you on my radio show, Chuck, and I was talking about Milwaukee and why I would come, this is what you said. You said... Well, the reason people come here is Wisconsin's got great lakes, it's got great vacation places, mm-hmm. and you know, great outdoors. And mm-hmm. what it said to me is you were saying Wisconsin is awesome, Milwaukee's a hole. I think that's what you were saying.
No. Milwaukee's great.
But people don't come here for Milwaukee.
Well, festivals. I said festivals. I said music festivals. We got that in the summertime. We got we got outdoor venues for any. You go downtown in the summertime, there's music going on everywhere.
Listen, I'll be 100% honest with you. I was really pleasantly surprised by what I saw downtown. I thought it was cool. I thought I loved the river, and I think that Deer District, is that what they call that now?
Yeah, but they've been calling that for 2 weeks.
But you're down there on a Tuesday night. It's not going to be Manhattan on a Tuesday night.
No, I understand. I was impressed with it. Really, yeah. I did. I thought
it'll be crazy tonight.
It'll be rocking down there. Tonight. And I see all of that pedestrian area in and around the stadium. That is such a great idea, mm-hmm. and some really good planning by you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you're never going to go on downtown Milwaukee on a Tuesday or a Wednesday when the Bucks aren't playing, and it's going to be you can shoot a cannon.
Yeah.
Downtown Milwaukee, and not
you don't have the rent. See, what we have in the downtown is we have a ton of condos, so we have such a huge residential mm-hmm. population right in the core, which you don't have here. But man, I've been really impressed by the downtown and the city, and it's clean and it's beautiful, mm-hmm. and the architecture is amazing. And listen, I know I'm coming on here and dumping all over your city because that's my job as a Raptors fan, as a Toronto guy. But I really have enjoyed my time here so far.
How long are you gonna be here?
We're leaving tomorrow. Unfortunately, I was hoping to stay for game two, but it doesn't look like
you're not staying for game two.
Well, I figure we're going to win the series in the first game, so that's I don't think we need to play a second game.
Greg says, does this Canadian really believe anything he's saying, or is this another one of your guys' parodies? Alan, no. You're making a great impression.
Well, I'd listen. Hey, come to Canada and come to Toronto and spend all your money. We love your cash.
Santo says, Alan is the bomb, even though he has not said one accurate thing in this entire interview. Alan Carter, appreciate it. Enjoy your time here.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
If you
really appreciate
already,
it.
We're not going to start an international incident. Chuck's not going to be the Archduke Ferdinand of World War III.
Hey, is there anything to eat in this town other than sausage, by the way?
Brats.
Brats.
Isn't that just a kind of
Polishes,
sausage?
Polishes, chorizos.
Oh. No, this is
Italian.
Every kind of food that you eat in sausage form?
You get a lot of pizza.
Do you put it in a casing and eat it as a sausage?
There are those.
This would have been a perfect time for Bart to plug Perkins, but I guess he doesn't want to go there.
Oh, Perkins Restaurant.
There you go. Jeez.
Perkins.
Got to remind
Perkins
you, huh?
We'll get into that
now,
one a little
Robert
bit later.
Robert Specialty Meats is a great sausage place.
Yeah.
Brats, hot dogs, steaks, anything you want.
Alan, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate being on.
More from you guys coming up. Ask Chuck and Winkler anything next. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Ask us anything, 60 seconds. How do you feel after that guy just assaulted? I want to say the city of Milwaukee.
Well, I don't feel great about it. I think you do. I didn't see you stand up for Milwaukee like I did. I was, you know, I'm raising the flag for our great city. And you kind of let him crap on Milwaukee.
Well, I think Toronto's great.
You do?
I think it's a great city.
You been there?
No.
What the?
What? It seems like a great city.
Well, you've never been there.
I would love to go there.
Okay, well, I'll let you know.
But I think Milwaukee's great.
I'll get you know. I told you. And I don't have to defend myself for being old school. Old school is what makes me freeze, man.
That's true.
You're never going to get me to like movies. I'm never going to be a movie guy or a TV sitcom guy or a reality TV guy. That's just, or today's music type of guy. That's just me.
We threw that up on Facebook Live. Kevin says, I wasn't for building the wall, but if maybe we put a wall between Canada and America.
Oh, okay.
I would reconsider.
Now some people are coming to my side about Canada, huh? Those big mouth Canadians.
Jason says, I got your back, Chuck. No one needs to kiss Canada's ass.
See, Canada, man, they were trashing us on their radio yesterday. They were.
They're trashing us on our radio.
Well, exactly.
Says they've got a deeper bench. There's two guys on the bench.
Okay.
Fred Van Vliet.
Oh, there you go. Now you're coming around to my way of thinking on all this.
Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
Do you have any questions?
You've been sending your questions in all morning for Chuck and Winkler. And now it's time for some answers.
Just answer the question, please.
This is Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Also, as I rewatch this Facebook Live, I see my body shape, and I look like a pear. That's fantastic.
You know, you can always come with me to the gym and work out with me if you want.
That'd be great content. I recommend that.
How about that? We'll go on a treadmill a little bit?
Yeah, maybe. You know what? I might consider that. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Ryan Horvath, your host. Ask us anything. You've been sending in your questions at 105.7 FM, The Fan, with the hashtag AskCW. We'll talk to Matt Velasquez coming up. A more civil conversation about this series coming
unbiased.
Up in about 15 minutes. Horvy, what do the people want to know?
Yeah, Horv.
We got a bunch of good questions today. This one comes from PacFan 1996. What's your favorite non-sports memory from your childhood?
Wow.
Going up north. And I'm not talking Canada up north. I'm talking about the great state of Wisconsin up north as a kid. Oh, we go up north a few times a year. Yeah, going up with my family up north. Always loved it. Fishing up there, hanging out. Yeah. Bonfires, going up north.
Bart? My best memory as a kid? I don't know.
You don't know?
As a kid?
Yeah, as a kid. Everybody's got great memories. I mean, I went to ball games with my dad. I can say a lot of different things.
I mean, I was one of those kids that always wanted to be an adult.
Ooh.
Oh, come on. You can be a better answer than that.
Really?
Give me a better answer than that.
My best memory as a kid?
Yes.
Like a movie you saw, a concert, I don't know, a game you went to.
Was there something you guys did? Trips, vacations?
We stayed at a lot of hotels.
Oh, Bart.
We didn't like camp or fish.
Now, you're coming at me for being stuck in the 80s, and you can't even come up with something great from your childhood?
Have you ever seen the movie Big?
That's because in the 80s, I was wishing it to be 2019.
I bet you if we got your dad, Greg, I think your dad, Greg, is probably more hip than you.
Oh, I'm never disputing that.
Yeah, he'd be able to come. I bet you if we got him on, he'd probably be able to tell us like five or six different things that you're missing out on.
He's going to be here next week. You want to bring him in?
I think we have to now.
Well, I mean,
we had some guy from Canada assault us for 20 minutes.
We've had him on before. What's the next question?
All right, this one comes from Brewman, and he wants to know, if we are banning Drake in Milwaukee, do you think there's anything in Toronto that's banned?
Oh, like that they're banning
from
Milwaukee?
Yeah, they're banning from Milwaukee, I guess.
Like Cuckoo Cal?
Mm-hmm.
No. What do we have that they need?
You cannot eat cheese. You cannot eat...
They're not going to ban Canada. They got their own beer in Canada.
You know, as fun as that interview was, I don't like the whole my city is better than your city content.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. That's what it turned into.
I know. I'd rather talk basketball.
Well...
Same right here.
We can. We did talk basketball. But then when he's trying to tell us his bench is better than our bench, then it's show's over.
Let's talk a little basketball right now and move on. This one comes from Wayne. He wants to know, my question is, if the Bucks win the NBA championship, how long does Giannis stay a Buck? He said he wants to bring a championship to Milwaukee. Once that is accomplished, then what? Does he stay a Buck?
So do you think if he wins a championship, he'd be more motivated to go somewhere else as opposed to if he didn't?
Like LeBron? LeBron won the championship and then he hightailed it out of there?
He won the championship? I don't think Giannis is leaving at all ever.
I think they're going to build a wall around the city to keep him here. I mean, this franchise rides on Giannis. Let's face it. That Deer District rides on Giannis.
Yeah, I'll take the L if he leaves, but I'm at the point where I don't see him leaving.
If Giannis left the city, left the Bucks after taking him to this level and what he is to this city, oh God. Disaster.
Yeah, I don't see it.
I didn't think anything worse than Paul Molitor leaving Milwaukee, but Giannis leaving Milwaukee certainly would rival that.
Horvat.
All right, this one is kind of a long-winded one. Let's see. Working in radio on a show like this, how is your salary determined? We could all listen for free. Do you get paid based on revenue? Do you specifically have to get your own sponsors, like Robert Specialty Meats, like Bill Michaels gets paid most because of multiple stations?
We actually, I'll take this one, Chuck, because I know it's a interesting subject. We don't get paid for this job. We do it out of the goodness of our heart. We do it because we love it. We do it for free.
Thank you.
We both have alternative jobs. Chuck actually works at the La Mira Taco Bell.
Well, now you're letting the cat out of the bag here.
As the manager.
Yep.
And I'm big into the gig economy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll like walk people's dogs for $5. You know, I'll take pictures at grocery stores of product placement. So that's what I do to make my salary, and then we just come in here and do this because we enjoy it.
We get paid in thank yous.
That's a great answer. So let's move on to our boy Scott Christopher. He wants to know if you guys could find a genie in a bottle and ask three sport wishes, what would they be?
Well, that our teams would win championships.
Yeah, I wish there were. We always won all the time.
All three of them: the Packers, the Bucks, and the Brewers. Mostly the Brewers and the Bucks.
So you would just all three teams win championships this season, or just like in the next 5 years? What do you think?
I'd take this season. I'll take this season. Yeah, winning championship. Is there anything better than winning a championship?
I don't think so.
No. I'd wish that the American soccer structure was changed where promotion and relegation was here in the States like it is overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And I would wish for college basketball to get blown up and be disbanded.
Really?
What?
Then what am I going to do on Sundays from noon to 2?
I don't like college basketball.
Mm.
Wow. Well, thanks for the ringing endorsement for the one show that I get to do around here, Bart, jerk. This one comes from Stephen Ring. I'm moving
basketball
on now.
Yeah.
Now I'm pissed. Canada comes in here, craps all over us, now this. All right, this one comes from Stephen Ring. He wants to know your favorite generic store brand food item. For example, he loves Meyer's steak and onion ruffle chips. You guys got one?
Cornflakes.
From?
Oh, just generic. Isn't it just generic? I would just say...
Same kind.
You know, yeah, but like, yeah. I think Target has great value.
Pick and save.
Roundy's has a certain.
I'll say pick and save, whatever it is. Yeah, cornflakes.
I'm going to go back to Quick Trip and go with the Urge chips.
Mm-hmm.
Taco flavor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This one comes from our guy RDE. He wants to know if you could throw a drink in one person's face, who would it be?
In anybody's face?
Anybody on the planet.
The guy we just had in here. No.
I knew that was coming.
No.
He actually just texted me. Nice guy.
Yeah, he is. Yes.
I got a big fat elbow for your face.
Well, that we start
Henry Winkler.
We start with both of those guys right there. Him and his buddy.
I would make it a scalding drink of acid.
Yeah. Wow. Ooh, that's vicious. That much hate for Pharrell?
I meant like a strong acidic product, like a soda.
Okay.
That's what I meant. Like orange juice.
Yeah.
So not like what they did to Two-Face in the movie Batman?
You know what? I got one. I got one for childhood memory.
Uh-huh.
Childhood memory is my fifth grade science fair project. I did one on pH scale. I did one on acids and bases.
Mm-hmm.
And so I brought in like detergent and I brought in like soda and people could dip the stick in and see what the pH value was. 7 being neutral and then the bases being higher and the acids being lower. Chuck, you know what I'm saying.
Boy, your childhood, man, was pretty sad.
But one thing that I also did was bring in soda for people to try. And so mine was a big hit. My fifth grade science fair, big hit. People loved it because I gave soda samples away. The teachers were, I just rose to meet expectations. So it was my first real feeling of how good I can succeed if I put my mind to it. Flash forward 1 year later, I did not want to do the science fair again. I would rather done the book project that we were given the offer to, but the teachers made me do the science fair because of how good it was in fifth grade. So I did one on water displacement where you got to drop in things and see what you put in is what the water that comes out. Mm. The teachers hated it. It got terrible reception. So I got my first taste of disappointment. So when I look back at my childhood, it wasn't trips or memories. It was the lessons learned along the way that make me the Bart Winkler I am today that I look back on the most fondly. So that would be my answer to childhood memory, is the lessons learned along the way.
A childhood in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Yeah, all I could say
wrapped
about that.
Wrapped up in like 60-second spiel there.
Our experiences with acid in school were a little bit different after that science project. This one comes from Pete, and he wants to know, Bart, do you think you could beat Chuck in a round of golf again this year if he gave you two shots to his one again? And is there a rematch brewing? I heard you say earlier you were thinking about not golfing at all this year.
Yeah, I might take the year off.
Why?
From golf. Nah, I just don't feel like it.
You know, you have to feel golf. Here's what I think about golf.
I haven't had one itch to golf yet. Maybe it's the weather, but I haven't. I look at my clubs and I'm like, well, at least put them in the car out of your garage. I can't even do that.
But I think, though, if you went to a course and you hit some balls, or you went to a driving range, hit some balls, or you got out there and playing, I think if you got the blood flowing with golf, then you'd maybe get back into it.
Right now, I don't have that urge.
Okay.
So do you think you could do it, though, with that handicap?
Two shots? Yeah, I could beat Chuck again. Two shots to everyone.
Yeah, we did that 2 years ago. And then last year, him and our producer, Rhodes, at the time, they played best ball against me, and they beat me. It came down to the final hole, but they beat me.
I've never seen Cody golf. Any good?
Better than me.
Yeah. He made some big shots for them.
One more?
I thought I had him, and then he beat me. Yeah.
Bart, what is one bad thing about Canada? Chuck, what's one bad thing about America?
Alan Carter.
What's one thing bad about America?
Oh, wait. I mean, there's plenty. Say good or bad?
You were supposed to say something bad.
You have to say one bad thing about America?
One thing, bad thing about America.
Unjust wars. Children at the border.
Student loans.
Illinois. Student loans. How about that?
Hey!
Controlling women's bodies.
Illinois. Another worthless.
Not caring about the environment.
Another worthless state.
Chuck and Winkler, Matt Velasquez next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.